From 1775 to 1783, the American Revolutionary War, 4,435 troops lost their lives. The War of 1812 and between 1812 and 1815, there were 2,260 deaths in that war. In the Indian Wars between 1817 and 1898, there's an estimated of 1,100 troops lost their lives. In the Mexican Wars between 1846 and 1848, there was an estimated of 1,743 that lost their lives. In the Civil War between 1861 and 1865, there were 140,414 troops lost their lives. Fight against brothers. And that was just the Union Army. The Confederate Army estimates 74,524 added to that. In the Spanish-American Wars between 1898 and 1902, there was an estimated of 385. In World War I, between 1917 and 1918, there were 53,402 American soldiers lost their lives. In World War II, between 1941 and 1945, the battle deaths estimated 291,557. The Korean War between 1950 and 1953, 33,749. During the Vietnam War between 1964 and 1975, 47,434. In Desert Shield between 1990 and 1991, 148 men lost their lives and women. In the American Wars total between during the dates of 1775 and 1991, there's been an estimated here of battle deaths of 651,031 men and women. I thought about those numbers, and that's a lot. That's a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
And they were willing. Not everyone, you know, some got drafted, but they were all willing to fight. You know, I remember when, in 1987, when I decided to join the military, death wasn't anything that I thought of. I just really didn't think of that. I just wanted to be a part of it. I thought it was cool. I thought it was something exciting. It's what I wanted to do, and I've heard the stories of my uncles that when they were in World War II, and some of them were in Vietnam, and I heard those stories, and I watched the John Wayne movies, and I watched the Alan Ladd, you know, I watched the, you know, those movies that inspired you. But death really wasn't something I thought about. You know, it was just a movie. It was just not reality. But to many, it is reality. I served in a peacetime. But to many others, it was real. And they all had a purpose. And because of their sacrifice and the purpose that they had in their hearts, and we're willing to do, we have the freedom to gather here this morning and praise our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Without worry about somebody coming through the door and arresting us. It's not like that everywhere. We are so blessed here in this nation because of the sacrifice that these men and women. I get choked up about it because it really means something to me. It really does. And I see such a world of, especially today in this country, we seem that it's always a fight between good and evil, but that fight's always been there since the day Satan fell from heaven. There's been this evil, you know, that we've had to go against, and we've fought so hard to keep that freedom here. I don't know how many of you have ever been to the Mound City, down to Mounds, the Memorial Cemetery there, but it's very humbling to walk through that. And to read the tombstones and to read the little things and just to take time just to think. And when you see all those little white tombstones out there, just to think. It humbles me. And then reading that list of people, you know, I don't know all their names, but there's many names that we do know. It gets personal because we all know somebody who gave their life. We don't have to look very far for some family member somewhere connected. But that's Memorial Day. That's why it is important for us to just take a moment and give thanks to those ones who died. And be thankful that we're able to be in such a great country. You know, I was born in this great country. There's a lot of things that are going on in this country that really upsets me, and I'm sure it upsets many of you. Things like this have been going on for quite a while, but it makes it difficult because when we think about the ones who sacrificed everything, then we see the ones who could care less about what they did. It aggravates you, doesn't it? We have two major battles going on right now. And you know me, I don't preach political stuff too much, but you know, we have battles going on between the abortion thing and between the LGBT thing. And it's tearing some churches apart because they're just torn apart. And I see this and it just hurts me. It really does hurt me. Especially when I think about these guys that gave everything so that we could be free. But what is that freedom? That freedom's not just for us Christians. Not when it comes to this. It's for everybody to have freedom. You know, in the book of Hebrews in chapter 12, God led me to this morning. While you're turning there, I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just guide me this morning. Lead me, Lord. Clear my mind. Fill my heart. Lord, let these words be yours. Let me speak what you want me to say this morning. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
In chapter 12 of Hebrews, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders us, and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. I thought about that this morning. I think, you know, we have such a great example of these men and women that gave their lives, not only for this country, but it also made me think about the great men and women who have sacrificed their lives, sacrificed everything they have for the church. You know, we've had men and women who sacrificed their time and their money just to start this church here. When you look back in the late 1930s when this church was started, those men and women sacrificed everything just to have church. Their money, their time. They gave up everything to come here and to start this church. And that sacrifice that they gave the ability to build this church when they moved from the little church to this church. I think about that. I think about all the saints that have went on, all my friends and some of the ones that have gone on from this church and many other churches that I know that were great examples to me. They were that cloud of witnesses that I look at and I think, man, their sacrifice that they gave is the reason I'm here today. Because they sacrificed their time. They sacrificed other things when they could have been doing something else besides going to church. They stood for something. They stood their ground. They run the race and left a great example. From Sunday school teachers to pastors, I can just, you know, we've all got stories of those people that were that great cloud of witness in our lives and still today, and I want to be that. I want to be that. I haven't always been that, but thank God. He pulled me out of that stuff that was so hindering me. That was had me so entangled in other things that had my mind away. And now I can focus on trying to be that great witness. That's what I want to encourage you this morning. Think about those ones who gave all. You know, the disciples. Look at the disciples and what they went through. We wouldn't have church today if it wasn't for their sacrifice that they gave. All of them died, except one died a martyr's death. And I think, you know, could we go to that point in our life? Are you willing to go? Do you think about that? Are you willing to give your life for Him? You know, in this society we live in today, I'm going to go back to that because it seems like so many people so entangled. They don't want to get rid of that stuff that entangles them and holds them back from serving Christ in the way they should. And it hurts the church, and I see our church is just struggling with this. I talked about that last week, about the gray area, trying to run down the middle of the road instead of being on, you know, not getting too close to the alligator water, remember? But we try to just hold on to so much stuff. And He says, remember those witnesses. Remember those ones that sacrificed everything, surrendered everything. Remember those that you're surrounded by and let us throw off everything that entangles us and hinders us. each one of us has something different. We have our own lives, we have our own paths, we have our own things that we go through. And I'm telling you, everybody goes through stuff. This life, living here in this world, is not easy. If anybody tells you that it is, they're lying. Because it's not. It doesn't mean it can't be joyous. It just means it's difficult at times, and we go through things. But we can't let the sin that so easily gets us and entangles us be in control. We have to shed off that stuff. And these witnesses that we have, my church family that I have, that's how I do that. Because I don't stay focused on that other junk. I stay focused on, first of all, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then I'm encouraged by my great cloud of witnesses that I have around me. I'm telling you, I've got some good friends. I look at you guys out there and I think, man, these are my examples. These are the ones that keep me strong. These are the ones that keep me going. And not only you, but I have other church family friends and brothers in Christ that call me from time to time. Hey, how you doing, brother, this week? You know, I need that in my life. Why? Keeps me from getting entangled. When I thought about running a race, there's a story I want to read. If I can find it here. You remember the movie Chariots of Fire? Anybody remember that movie years ago? Somewhat. Anybody know what the movie was about? Eric Lindell? Lindell? He was a runner. They called him the Flying Scotsman. And he shocked the world by refusing to run the 100-meter race in the 1924 Paris Olympics because they held it on Sunday. And he refused to run the race. His best race. That was his race. And instead, he withdrew because the qualifying heat was run on Sunday. And he believed God didn't want him to run on the Lord's Day. That's pretty bold in the Olympics. But he went on to win a gold medal in the 400 the next day and broke the world record. Not one of his favorite races. And he wasn't favored to even win. But he won. I want to read a little bit more. A little background. Eric was born in China to missionaries. His mom and dad was missionaries in China. And he grew up there. And then he went on to college. And after college, he went back to China as a teacher. And he taught there in missionary as a teacher. He taught kids. He taught them about, you know, the Bible, and he taught them about math and all that kind of stuff. But during the Japanese occupation, when they come into China, he got captured and was put in a prison camp. And he died there in that prison camp. But there's a lot of stories behind him when you read more in detail about kids that wrote letters about him in remembrance of how good he was and how he stayed so strong during being in prison. It's an amazing story. But running that race, that great cloud of witness, that witness that he had, not only to the whole world, but to everybody around him in the struggles that he had. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. just kind of want to share a little bit. But let us run this race with perseverance. And perseverance is the thing that we have to remember, because it's not an easy race. We have to just continue to run. And it's marked out for us. This race is marked out for each and every one of us. We have a purpose. God has given each and every one of us a purpose. We have to keep our eyes on Him. It says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. I love this part. It says, the joy set before Him, He endured the cross. The joy set before Him, He endured the cross. I remember when I was with my platoon and we'd go on maneuvers and stuff, and even though there was, you know, there was 40 plus of us in our platoon, and there were some of those guys I didn't get along with. But, you know, when we were together, and when we were on maneuver, we had our purpose set together. We worked good together. I could trust them. What's that have to do with what I'm talking about this morning? I don't know if God's putting it in me to say it. We had joy with what we did. We were proud of what we did. I wonder if the church is proud of what they do today. You guys proud of what you do? Amen. Do you run your race with joy? That's what I'm getting at this morning. Do you run your race with joy? Or is it just something you just go through the motions? You know, I've said this before, but the church has to be the church. We have to be the church. We have a purpose, bought and paid by Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for us. And it says He came with joy to do it. He endured it with joy in His heart because He knew what the results were going to be. And I just don't want any of us to take that for granted. Just like the lives of these military soldiers who gave their lives, I don't want to take that for granted. Because every day I'm thankful that I can stand and I can preach and I can go to Walmart and I can do what I want to do, in a sense. Still have to go to work. But I have the freedom to choose where I want to work, right? To a point. I have the freedom to go to work or not. What kind of car I want to drive. Some places don't have that freedom. I mean, simple things like that. Our freedom, you know, here, I mean, I could go into a bunch of political stuff, but I'm not going through this for it. But don't take it for granted what Jesus has done for you. Don't take it for granted, because He gave it all for you and I. And on this day, as we remember the ones who sacrificed for the freedom of this nation, let's remember the one who sacrificed His life so that we could have eternal life. And let's never take that for granted. Ever take that for granted. I want to sacrifice my life. I hope that I'm able to do that to the best of my ability. I want to do that to the best of my ability. I mean that. Whatever that is, each and every one of us is going to do that in a different way. But that's what God's plan is. He made us all different. We all look different. We're just different. But He gave each and every one of us a purpose, a plan, and a race to run. And we just have to run it with perseverance and keeping our eyes fixed on Him and getting rid of all that junk that hinders us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much, Lord. Lord, I just thank You for what You've done. I thank you for the sacrifice that you gave so that I could be free. Lord, I thank you. Words can't describe it. Lord, give me what I need to make me run the race to the best of my ability. Equip me with what I need, Lord. I cannot do anything without you. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. If there's anyone here this morning, that needs encouragement, just come forward right now. And just give it all to Him, the one who joyously gave it for you. Lord, I thank you. I praise you.